learn the last halach in Siman Aleph. Ochal ishasa veheki. A person eats Siman Aleph. Halacha tezvav. It is on page Reish Pei Dalet. It's the last halacha in Siman Nun Aleph. Ochal ishasa veheki. A person vomits. Eats, drinks, vomits. Lo yivorech barocha acharoina. It's no worse than if the food already has been consumed. We know that once the spoon has been consumed, it's too late to make a bracha. Once 72 minutes pass, we discussed this, even 11 minutes, we discussed this last week, that you take a drink, you're very hungry, you're very thirsty, and you eat something, a small amount, and 11 minutes pass, according to many places, you can no longer make a bracha in the fashos. Some say you have until a half an hour. You can no longer make a bar in the fashos if that time passes. Even Allah eats, Allah Michia. Well, Allah Michia, I take that back. Allah Michia, according to many places, can zonos automatically stays in your stomach a longer period of time. You can make it until 72 minutes. Meat. Also, we discussed meat takes a very long time to digest. Is that true, Dr. Fruchter? Such a thing? Meat takes more time to digest than other foods?
Not necessarily, but it depends on the type of meat
thing. Okay, so there are different, but a person drinks, let's say,
salad generally, or, you know,
what?
Then, you're talking about emptying out of the stomach, not,
yeah.
Right,
so. No, we're talking about, I don't know the different stages, and when the person already feels he's hungry, he's already, he doesn't sense that he's eaten something in recent time. Okay, whatever it is. But
if,
let's say...
it takes about 1 hour for here for the food to empty.
An hour?
Empty the stomach.
And
some...
Okay, but let's say a person vomits. So there's no halachas, he does not make a bari nefashos. So the truth is, this is not so simple, because the only time you don't make a bari nefashos, you have to be careful, it's only when you vomit all the food you've eaten.
Yeah.
But if a person has not vomited, it's not... common, I think, vomit everything up. People who eat something and after they eat, they don't feel well, and they go, and they, unfortunately, it's a very unpleasant experience. If everything comes out, everything, then you do not make a bari nefashos al hamichya. But if not everything comes out, there is something that remains inside, then you still need to make a bracha acharoina.
That
is...
How do you know how to do
if you don't have a suffix, you would not make a bracha. Suffix bracha slaka, but the best thing would be to eat a little bit more. But I don't think you want to do that when you're not feeling well. No, but this is what it says. Over here, he just points out v'dafka. I'm reading with us in the Pesukim of v'dafka sheyodeh sheheki kol macholay aval im mishayer shechelik me'amachol. A part of the food is still nisha b'meyav be'oifin shemargish eize hargosha soiva. So it depends. Okay, so just because a person vomits, you have to know if you vomited everything came out. By the color? Don't make me think. This is not a pleasant thing. Okay, let's begin the next siman. Siman and base. It's a very hard siman. A lot of variations, a lot of machlekes, a lot of things that it says in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is not so clear if we actually pask like this. So a lot of things have changed, standards have changed, different types of things that we eat. Let's see. Alperos, hagedele, me'ilan, mevarchem, borei, priates. Fruit. A fruit that grows from a tree, you make a borei, priates. Now, we have to define what a tree is. What is a tree? Is a bush a tree? Well, we'll see in a moment. V'alperos, hagedele, bo'adama. What is that? What grows in the ground? V'hein, kol, mine, lifton. All different types of lifton. How do you teach? Well,
side dishes.
How does he teach over here in the art school? Well, call me name. Root vegetables. He teaches a lifton as root vegetables. Carrots and turnips, an example. That's how he teaches me name lifton. Anything that has a root, or vegetables, the kidneys, beans, and now he has this word which I can't pronounce, which is... buckwheat. Buckwheat. He turns this word as...
Buckwheat is kashtar.
Yeah.
No, he turns as... buckwheat. Buckwheat. That's how he touches it. And here in the art school, Vasavim, different types of herbs. Mevarchim borei pri hoadam. Okay, so that's the basic rule is, a tree, we make a borei pri eitz, a vegetable, something which goes from the Rami Gabar Pidama. Now he defines it more clearly. I guess so. Anything which grows directly out of the ground. Now he's going to define it more precisely. What is the halachic difference between a fruit and a vegetable? What is the halach? Not what they tell you in college. What is the halachic difference between a fruit and a vegetable? V'lo nikra ilon ela zesh shoha anafim shalo nish'arim gam b'charif. It's only called a tree if the branches remain in the winter. The branches must remain in the winter. Motzi achar kach olim minu anafim. And the next year, new leaves come from those same old branches. Part of this growth must remain through the winter. And that means it's a tree. And then the fruit that comes from this tree will be called a fruit, and you'll make a bori prioates. The afilu him dakim give oile pishton. Like that was yesterday's daf. Well, not really, but even if it's very thin, like the flax stalks, like the stalks of flax, that also qualifies as a tree. So something which would grow from a little teeny thing which comes out of the ground, as long as it remains there over the winter, will be called a tree. Aval im hanafim kolim legamri. Let's say the branches completely wither. The ein anisha rak hasharish, the root. Okay, we're getting really complicated. The root remains. Okay, the root does remain, but since the root is underground, it's not above ground. Loi nikra ilon, it's not called the tree. Mevarchim al peres bari pri hadama. Now here come the big problem. What about strawberries?
Bush.
What bracha do you make on strawberries?
Adama.
So the oila makes wadama. What bracha do you make on blueberries? Ha'etz. But there's a certain variety. I'm not familiar. I'm not a big berry person. But there's a certain type of berries that are called wild blueberries. Anyone familiar with this?
They also grow on trees.
There's a certain variety. I'm not familiar. There's a certain variety of blueberries that you're supposed to make a ha'adama. So what's the why? Why are strawberries and certain varieties of blueberries? Do you make? There are a lot of type of berries. I don't know. I'm not a bucky in the berries. Do you make kodama? Because there's an accepted tradition from the Mishnah Berurah that even if the tree, the branch remains through the winter, if it grows very low to the ground, within 3 tefachim off the ground, you make kodama. It's an exception. The kids doesn't make any exceptions. And that's why the minhag ha'olam is to make a bori pri ha'adama on strawberries. Because strawberries grow within 3 tefachim from the ground. Even though the where the berry comes from, the wood, the branch where it comes from remains the whole winter. That appears to be the mitzias. And many types of berries are like this as well. Since it grows right opposite the ground, low against the ground, it is a bori pri ha'adama.
A strawberry?
Yeah,
Hebrew was a tutsa.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So you see that is a gesture. So just try to keep this rule. However, it's very interesting is that it appears it's a weak rule. And I don't know all the problem. You have to, I know Rav Meir is going to do some research today on Google. Rabbeinu Google will consult with Moreinu Harav Google, will tell us all the chidushim. but it appears in modern times we're always looking for exotic new fruits. And they discover, they go out into these countries we never heard of, can even pronounce the names, and they find these exotic new fruits, and they're pretty much just like strawberries. They grow along the ground, less than 3 tefachim, and the minig is to make on these things bori pri ha'etz, because it's a tree. So, where do you draw the line? Technically, anything which is like the Kitta says is right. That's the technical rule.
Maybe some of the things that grow in South America that are imported now on a regular basis, we don't have the ability to look at them over here, maybe. And so we don't know. It's called a fruit. So
we make a bar parade.
Without really examining, because we never see it.
Okay, but this rule is not a
clear rule. It's
not a clear rule. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this idea.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You have trees that grow in cold climates or on mountains that are stunted trees. They don't grow very tall.
So the Mishnah Berurah, he just said the minuk. He seems to say that it's not Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is to make on a strawberry or bori pri ha'etz. He says the minig is yimei adama because it grows opposite the ground. It's a chiddush.
Adama is mighty.
I know, but it's not the right bracha. Okay, he quotes here in the art scroll. The Rav Moshe Feinstein says that what the Mishnah Berurah says is a very weak minhag. And if you come across, I guess that's why, if you come across something new, you come across a city where there's no minhag, the proper thing would be to make a bari per eitz. He seems to be saying, I have to go look, I didn't look at the Mishnah Igros Moshe, but it seems to be saying over here is that not so pashut.
What he's saying is that the minhag depends on the Messiah of the community.
Yeah.
So if people didn't know him alive, they were making it.
It was accepted.
But the Mishnah Berurah
quotes the Mishnah Berurah, so there must be something to this. That if, even though it's technically a tree, it's very low to the ground, within three tefachim, you make a burry pre huadama. Yes.
The Mishnah Berurah never tried to say the minhag was wrong. We said, Okay.
Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's not so simple. And I guess that's why it could very well be new things that today you probably have a lot of contradictions in this halacha of new exotic fruits that have been imported. Become you go into pomegranate, I'm sure 90% of the things that you find in a blue ribbon didn't exist in Europe, right? These exotic fruits can't be what?
Yeah,
they didn't exist. They didn't exist, and then didn't see during the certain seasons. You know, the things they bring in.
Just varieties of.
Okay, but some are, and some are not. Some are more exotic, especially when it comes like Rosh Hashanah time. I don't know if stolen, but it used to have imported Eddie from Blue Ribbon. Used to have on Rosh Hashanah for the Shachianu. They used to get in these real exotic things you never heard of before. So they really Bari Priyo Eitz. They really, it's a contradiction. Why is this a Bari Priyo Eitz and a strawberry Bari Priyo Adama? It's not so simple. Everything should be a Bari Priyo Eitz. It's not a Bari Priyo Adama. But that's how it is. Certain things have been accepted. It's become the meaning to make a Bari Priyo Adama because they go low to the ground. But on new things, the Mishnah of Rav Moshe says you should make a Bari Priyo Eitz. That's a very, very interesting thing. Okay, now what about bananas? You ever see bananas grow? They go all the way up. What about they get a banana? Bari Priyo Adama. Why? Because they don't exist. When it comes winter, it's a pella. They can go so high, and then when it comes winter,
it withers.
There's nothing. Right. Zero.
It's a leaf.
So that it, even though to the so just, here's the opposite. You would think just like you have this minhag that if it grows close to the ground, we call it adama, even though really technically it's a tree. So you would think zelbazak. If something grows so tall,
you would think
it's like a tree. If it's a tree, so we should make a very pure eitz. No, here we preserve the ikar hadin.
Doesn't it branch?
Right,
it's a leaf.
Tomatoes today grow 13 to 15 feet.
Really?
They grow tomatoes tall.
You have
narrow and tall.
Yeah,
ladders.
If you sit on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But nothing remains. There is no branch that remains over the winter. Therefore, it's called a vegetable, and that's enough. So this is the rule. Okay, so we have a beautiful rule, and we have exceptions to the rule, which is not so simple. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Al-Davar, Beis. Okay, halacha, Beis. Now, by the way, just very quickly, what about hydroponics? Hydroponics seems to say that most say you make a shahako. Okay, hydroponics, but something which is a flower pot, like organic, let's say grown in a, it's not mukhabula karaka. What?
Greenhouse,
exactly. That all places can say you make a bari priyo adama, bari priyo eitz, even though it's not mamish mukhabula karaka because it's completely in a separate environment. If it grows in a earth soil, it's a bari priyo eitz, a bari priyo adama. The only exception is hydroponics, and that's also machlis apoyskim. But generally, halacha lemaisa, we make a shahakol on hydroponics. So those are the other rules. Okay, next. Al-davar b'halacha beit. Al-davar shengilu min ha'aretz k'may basar, meat, dog and fish, chalaf, milk, gvina cheese, v'chein al-minei mashkim, chutz min ha'yayin sefer, yayin and shemen zayis. Shemen zayis is an exception. It's supposed to be bar per eitz. But if you actually drink, no one drinks shemen zayis. Yeah? You take a cup of shemen zayis?
No,
people do it not to get drunk before they go out drinking.
What? The olive oil to coat the lining. So,
really?
Yeah, it'll keep you from getting drunk a little bit.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So we never tried it, but that's.
But Shemen Zayis, the halach is you're supposed to make a bori pureitz on Shemen Zayis. Okay, that's a variant halacha. We're going to learn about that later on. Later on, we talk about bori pureitz in the seminar Nundal. It talks specifically about the laws of making and drinking Shemen Zayis. But generally, any mashke, you make a shahakol, mevarchim shahakol. Now, do you say shahakol nihiyo or nihiyeh? Nihiya is the past tense, Nihiya is the present tense. So what do you do? The different minhagim, everyone does whatever they want to do. Yesh loymar, hayud b'kwa.
The siddurim are all Nihiya.
Nihiya.
I don't look,
okay, I don't know.
It's like Voldemort after law, the next word a lot of people say.
Shoato. Okay, so it's Nihiya Yesha Yesh Loimar Hayud Bikomats in the past tense. This is the opinion of the Kitzer. Mishnah Berurah appears to disagree. Mishnah Berurah says that you should make a Nihiya. Okay, I'm not sure Mishnah Berurah. The Nihiya. Okay, different Minhagim. That's a small thing. Nihiya is present tense. Nihiya is past tense. Now, what about. Now, it's a little misleading. It says meat. Meat, you make a Shahak. Meat, you make a Shahakal. What about raw meat? Some hold it on raw meat. If you make, you don't make a bracha. Okay, that's
Japanese. That's raw fish.
Raw meat. Let me read you what it says in the Piskei Tshuvas. B'davka mevushlo tzolich adoyme avol baser chai. Okay, he quotes here the chida and the Shari Tshuva the oid avol baser chai einoy begeder achila. It's not geder achila. The ein vachim olav klal. Okay, if you chew raw meat, you don't make a bracha. What about an egg? If you swallow an egg, you're a chaz and you swallow an egg, it's a big shayla. We discussed in the past, according to many, you don't make a bracha on a raw egg. That's not derech achila. Derech you're doing it for your throat, to lubricate your throat, that's not derech you make unless so. The eight says you're supposed to, a chazan, yes, the big chazanim who do this, you're supposed to add some salt or some other ingredients to give it, to make it into a dish.
Medicinal that way.
Even though you're having pleasure, it doesn't matter. If it's shaloi, kederech achila, even though you're having pleasure, but la daidai.
If you eat an onion.
We're going to discuss that. Onion, that's a big shayla. Onion, you make a shahakal, not a hodamo. Onion is derech achila. But Okay, let's go further. So this is the basic rule. Shahakal, everything is shahakal. A raw egg, you don't make a bracha at all, and raw meat, you don't make a bracha at all, is in nihiya, different opinions. Halacha gimel, kimahin upitiros. Okay, these are mushrooms. Mushrooms go from the ground. So l'chayra, you would tell them, if you would not know otherwise, you would say, pitiros, you should make a bracha bari pri huadama. It's no worse than any other vegetable. It doesn't have a stem which remains over the year. You make a bari pri huadama. Kimahin upitiros. It's not, does not get its sustenance from the ground. The command of materials, they root in the ground, but it gets its sustenance from the ear. From the ear, yeah, that's the mitzvah, at least in halacha. Okay, I don't know what scientists will say. They do different worlds. There's a world of science, and there's the world of halacha, and they don't necessarily agree. Okay, that's what I told you. We're defining here a tree. What is called the tree? I guarantee you'll find in science a collection of things which they will call a tree, and halacha will view it as a vegetable, and vice versa. There are two different worlds. So when it comes to mushrooms, mushrooms, they get their primary nourishment comes from the ear. Therefore, you make a shahakal, you don't make a bar priyadama. In the custom in the arayt, alam in the avi, v'chein in the kram priyadama, v'varchen alem shahakal. Halacha dalet. Ein v'varchen bar priyayt, alay bar priyadama, el al-davar shahu toiv. Now, here we come to some complicated case. Some of the issues have changed over time. You only make a bar priyadama, el al-davar shahu toiv le he'ochel chai, v'gam ha-derechu l'och le'ch Chai. It's derech. The derech is. It's good tea when it's raw, and the derech is tea when it's raw. Aval and ein haderech lochloi chai ella b'mevoshul. I guess a potato, right? Potato. You don't eat raw potatoes. You only eat it when it's cooked. And now you want to be different. You want to bite into a potato like eat an apple, right? You take this a snack to the kollel of raw potatoes and you chew raw potatoes. So what bracha do you make? You make a bracha, but you make a shahakal. You don't make a bir pri adama. Suddenly the derech is only tea when it's cooked. If you're going to eat it when it's raw, you make a shahakal. It's good to eat. And this is not like raw meat. Raw meat and swallowing a raw egg, it's not derech achila. There is no bracha whatsoever. But a vegetable which most of the world eats when it's cooked, you won't eat it when it's raw. And it's edible. You can't say it's not edible, but it's not the derech, the way other people eat it. So then the bracha is not bari pri adam. The bracha is shahakol niyeh bedvaro. Bikomakayim einoy choshev kol kach. Now what's the lomdis? He's giving us a stick of lomdis. It's not derech. The kid doesn't like to give us lomdis. He likes to give us the bottom line. He's giving it because it's not choshev. It's a very big yisoid. You make a special bracha. You make a bari pri adam, a bari pri eitz. It's because it's a choshev thing. It deserves its own bracha. Technically, you should make a shahakol. You should make a shahakol on everything. Shahakol nihi yeh bedvaro. Nihi yeh bedvaro. You make a shahakal. But since there are certain things that Hashem made that are more choshev than others, they're upgraded to a special bracha.
It's like but, eating popcorn seeds. You eat the popcorn before you pop it.
Yeah, so you make a shahakal. Interesting, right. You make, is that called derech achila?
No.
It's not derech achila?
No.
Okay, then if that's not, if it's like raw meat, if it's like raw meat, then you don't make a bracha. It's dangerous. It can cause harm to your stomach. Then but if it's derech achila for some, you see, here's where it gets very hard. It gets very confusing. There are many opinions. Where you have something, when do you draw the line between something that's not called derech achila and something which is derech achila? It's just not the primary way it was meant to be eaten. So, and then also what happens is things change. Like especially coleslaw. Coleslaw, it says, made from carob,
cabbage.
Cabbage. So we're going to see in a few moments that it used to be in ancient times, it was unheard of. Not unheard of, but people did not eat cabbage raw. It was just not done. It was not done. So what bracha would you make on cabbage? You make a shahakal. It's edible. Shahakal. But if you cook it or you make a dish out of it, then you make a bari pri adam if you cook it. But today, it's extremely common to eat cabbage raw. You slice into little tiny pieces. You add a little mayonnaise, whatever you want to add to it, and then you eat it raw. So in Echanami, this is the example of something whose bracha has changed.
Is that with carrots also?
Could be right. Carrots, all different types
carrots
of...
Carrots in Europe, you only ate it cooked.
Only cooked. So that a raw carrot, you would make a shahakal. But now, you eat it raw, so now you make a bari pri adama. Okay, so here is an example where halacha changes. Very dangerous topic. Does halacha change based upon the times? Extremely controversial topic. Very, very dangerous thing to talk about. And here is one example where seemingly all the place can do are on the same page, that when it comes to things like cabbage and carrots, the halacha has changed because the derech today is different than it used to be. Let's go for aval.
You have, what
do
they call it, quince?
Quince, yeah.
You can't eat it raw.
Then you don't make a bracha at all.
But you did cook it.
Then you make adama and a chanami, absolutely. It's very hard
to...
What? It's a fruit, so they make eights. And a chanami, you have to differentiate between things that are not derech achila at all and things which are derech achila, but it's just not the regular, it's not the regular use. And then you have, look at the lumdis. What's the lumdis? The lumdis is the starting point for all foods is shahakal. Not like we think. We think the starting point for a fruit is a haitz. No. Really, on a fruit, you should make a shahakal. But because it's choshuv, it's upgraded to ha'etz. But if you have a fruit that's not choshuv, so it never got upgraded. So what's the default? Shahakal. Cabbage maker hadin is, it's not choshuv. Unless you cook it. If you cook it, now it becomes choshuv. But if it's not cooked, it's not choshev, so it's a shahakal. Now when I cook it, but bisman has it's choshev in its own right, even raw. So you make a bari pri adama. Let's see further. Aval im haderech lochle elechai el mevoshol, aval yishu toiv l'machol gam kashuchai, even though it's good when it's raw. You only make a tzaddik bracha when you eat it when it's cooked. Aval lemaych like chai in a baruch alav ella shahakol. The chavul sharikim of shul lav dafka cooking, even pickling. You also can make it's also upgrades it to davar chashav. Well, the chayin al kruv. Okay, here was the example I gave you. Kruv is cabbage, kavush. Mavarch only if the cabbage has been pickled or cooked. That's what sauerkraut. Then mavarchin borei pri huadama. But raw cabbage, you don't. So how can we make a borei pri huadama on coleslaw? Times have changed. V'chein moliach harikim avushal salting linzeh has the same status. And he brings down over your mom. She brings down the coleslaw right over here in the brisket shuvas. V'yidei bizmanenu. I'm reading it from Pesachus, and the leaves of cabbage and lettuce, there's no bitterness. See, I once bought it, I didn't like it. You buy packages of raw cabbage, of raw, like the coleslaw. You make your own coleslaw?
Yeah, sure.
You make your own coleslaw, so just eat it before you eat any ingredients?
Good.
This. I was very disappointed.
It's very bland. Yeah. If you don't
I was very disappointed.
Yeah,
it's seasoning. They sell the raw stuff, the same stuff when you buy in the takeout store, coleslaw.
Right.
It's very, I don't know, it doesn't have much time. Mavarech bari pri adama k'shem v'lusham k'shem v'shem elik k'tesefes. Let's go further. Now let's go to halacha ches.
If you eat olive, if they're raw, if
you eat olives... By parades, why not?
Because you don't eat olives. No one eats olives.
No one eats olives. Why not? Who says here in the world?
Olives raw from the tree?
Yeah.
Who eats olives?
It tastes good.
It's very, very bitter. Have you ever eaten one?
Yes.
The olives you buy have all been...
Processed.
Really? No, they've been sitting in the salt for...
Kavush, the salia, the maliach.
Raw olives.
Okay, then you're right. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Anyone here ever eat a raw olive?
Yeah, I ate it.
It's very, very good. Off the tree?
I flipped it? Yeah.
You don't eat it off the tree.
I don't know the answer. Okay, let's see what it talks about onions. This is also very different opinions. Al tsinoin. No, first radishes. Radishes. V'chein al shumin. Garlic. Okay, so he says that on radish, it's the derech to eat these things raw. Is that really true today?
Yeah.
So he says here. Look what he says in Igros Moshe. He says if his manenu ein ha derech lechol shum botzel chay. No one eats garlic and onions.
But
shum. He says shum garlic. He says here. Look in the kitzur. The kitzur says snoin radish. Can you eat raw radish today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about garlic?
You rub it on matzah,
but you don't eat it.
You rub it on matzah.
Not alone. He talks about eating with bread. It says, "Al atznoyim v'rachem bari peradama v'chein v'kol kitzer." For one thing at a time, al shumim garlic. Uvit salim, onions. Two things: garlic and onions, raw. Kishahein rakin when they're soft. The darkoi and the derechis l'ochlon chayin af al pi shal pi haroiv ein oichlam oisem rak in pas, generally only with bread. We call makom gam im oichlam beloy pas. If you go to the refrigerator and you're hungry and you take out an onion and you cut it up
and
you take a bite out of it, beloy pas mevarchin aleim bari pri hoadama. You hear what it says? Aval im his kingdom. But if the onions in the refrigerator for a very long time, I don't know what it means, but then they're ashamed, chalifim le'oit. They're very potent, they're very sharp. The ein darkon l'ochlon chayim. Oh, then of course, misha oichlon chayin, it's derech achila, he says. You still make a bracha. It's not like eating raw meat. I don't know what the difference is. It's not like raw meat, not like eating an egg, a raw egg. Mevarech aleim shakov. Okay, that's what the kitzur says. Igros Moshe, according from the Pesukei Tshuvos, is quoting the Igros Moshe. Uvizmanenu, in our day and age, okay, Rav Moshe wrote the 70s, 60s, 80s, ein haderech lechol shum, no one eats garlic ubotzel chai. No one eats raw onions. Unheard of.
Yes.
sure.
You do?
Raw onions, yeah, sure.
Shut it up. Yeah,
but
yeah,
not raw, well, but you don't eat a whole piece of garlic.
Radishes, you eat raw. Yeah.
Next time you order a Greek salad, you've got to add it.
He's quoting off Moshe. People, it's not the derech. You have to follow the derech. The average person does not go to the refrigerator, take an onion, slice it off, and eat onions.
That's what Tubby used to say. Fear gefind, fear mignon mentioned in New York was esnaraya bottom. Then you change the bracha. The 5-4 million people of the in New York that would eat a raw onion.
Yeah.
Then the bracha will be different. But
the average person doesn't. Rav Moshe says not like the kitzur. He's chaylik on the kitzur. There are a lot of things in Hilchos Pesach. Rav Moshe is chaylik on the kitzur. They go to town in the art school. That's the mile of this thing. No one did this until now.
Carpas.
Yeah. Sybilis. What's
sybilis? Onion.
Onions. So they had.
Sybilis. And you made
Adama. Yeah, you made Adama. Oh, interesting. So they did it in those days. They did it in those days. Okay. But Moshe says, look what he says. It was Manenu Ein, times have changed. Times have changed. We have different standards. Baruch Hashem, we have different vegetables available to us, so it's not common to eat onions as a snack. You make a shahakol. If you want to eat it, because don't hate, but don't make a hadama, make a shahakol. Because it's not choshev. In our day and age, the side of the kitzur is, the starting point is shahakol. If it's choshev, it gets upgraded. But it's not choshev. It never left the status of the base of it being not choshev. And he says a chiddush. Look what this is, a very chiddush. Look what he says. Even if you take an onion and you cook it and eat it just alone, you still make a shahakal. By onions, Rav Moshe says a chiddush, even cooking the onion does not upgrade it to a davar choshev that it deserves a bar pri adama bizman hazeh.
Bizman hazeh. The onion you have in herring is a shahakal.
Right. Because ki einam boim el lahatim atavshel, bizman hazetz only meant to go and give flavor to the tavshel. Aval, but there are exceptions. He says, I'm reading what it says. I'm reading you exceptions. Okay, that's that. Batzel chotuch mitugun b'shemen avichem avchadayme, flavored onions. You take an onion, you don't just cook it. You don't just cook it. You take it and you add ingredients.
Oil.
You fry it in oil. Onion rings. Okay, onion rings. You make, now onion rings probably, onion rings is heavily coated, so it's a mezonos. If it's very thin onion rings, then you would make a huadama. Very thin, very... Aval batzel chosuch mitugon, that's been cut, that's been fried, b'shemen oy b'chema, butter, cream. Anyone have a cream with onions? V'chadoyme mevorech boirei pri hoadama shetamam mishubach. So if you flavor onions, you then make a boirei pri adama. V'chein ali batzel leaves, onion leaves, yoroik. What are those? I don't know. Those are either Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah called Mishnah Berurah here. Those, are, even though they're bitter, but people eat it raw. It's common to eat it raw. You make a hadama when it's raw. Uvitzalim. Now, what about vitzalim hamulushon b'marak and soup? Let's say you make a chicken soup, and you have in the chicken soup a whole onion. V'yev shalachlam b'nifrod, v'das adam gam aleim, ev shal shibrachas aber pri adamo, l'chatchil l'ivarach al yerik, so it's a shah. This is a very big shah. He brings it over here, machlekes apayiskim. If you make chicken soup,
onion soup, make an onion soup.
Okay, onion soup, fine. And you have kavana, and your kavana is to eat the onion. Tea the onion. I guess you're eating another flavor. Because if you're not eating another flavor, that's not called a soup. That's called cooking the onion. That's nothing. And he just said, cook the onion. My Rosh says, cooking an onion is nothing. It's not choshev. But if you're making an onion soup, so which means you're eating a little bit. You're not eating very much. You're not frying it with oil and eating all these ingredients to make an onion ring. You're just eating some, a few little ingredients to have a soup. And now the onion has been nishtane. He does not machriya. He just has a tough call. It's a very tough call. It doesn't say it's a child you make now. Maybe now it is choshev. You can make a dama. Maybe it's not choshev. You should make a shahakol. He's not machriya what to do in this situation. So we have over here a very interesting halacha. A lot of different onions are a very complicated issue. What bracha do you make on a raw onion? Halacha l'maisar, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says you make a hodama. Rav Moshe says not today. Today you make a shahakol. If you take the onion, you make it into a dish, like an onion ring, where the flour is only a binder. It's not like today. The onion rings are heavily coated. I saw that here in the art scroll. Heavily coated, you make a mezonos. It becomes a tuffle. Heavily coated onion ring, you make a bread named mezonos. You don't make a bracha on the onion at all. But let's say you have no breadcrumbs, or the main thing is the onion has been fried in oil and added spices. Then l'chol hadeis you make hadama that has now been choshev, you make hadama. And if it's in a soup, like an onion soup, where it's somewhere in between, then it's a shaila, is it a shahakal or a dama, and there is no solution, and the only thing to do is either to wash, eat bread, or to eat something else, which certainly is a dama, and something else which is a shahakal, and you have no problem. Why not hot pepper? You definitely make hodama. It's chasha by itself. Right. The really hot peppers.
The real mukoy, the real stuff. The hot stuff that your eyes heard from you.
I would imagine make hodama. That's the derech achila. That's all part of the experience. That's the experience. I used to eat those hot peppers. Fire hydrant. It's part of the experience. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Okay, one more halacha, halacha vav. Dvarim shehem toivim, toiv yoyse kishem chayin, kishem mivushal. Things which are better when they are raw than when they are cooked. When you cook, you ruin them. Shabishul migorea isam. Ein vach malem kishem mivushal melashakal. So, pum fakir. Here we're going mamish the other way around. You have something which is delicious when it's raw, and now cooking it ruins it. So what have you done? Remember the yisur. You know the yisur. Everything makes sense. The starting point of every food item is a shahakol. The only reason why you would go up is if it's chashev. So if you start off with something which is shahakol and which really would be chashev, because it's a, and now you ruin it by cooking it. So now you reduced it to it's not chashev, even though it's let's see, maybe I'll have a half on some examples. Let's see. Now, what about apples? No, if you cook apples?
Baked
apple is delicious, so it's a dish.
Pineapple.
It's a dish.
Cooked pineapple with sweet potato.
Even though... Oh, he has examples. I don't know what these examples are. Let me give you examples. Agvonia. You know what that is?
Tomato.
So it says tomato, you cook tomatoes, you ruin it, it says.
What?
It says tomato paste. This is what it says. Peppers. Peppers, he says. Shabishol biatzmuso migoreo isam in bishol b'fnei atzman. No. Oz nidviru.
Shas shuvas.
If you add ingredients, he says that you preserve the unique bracha adam. It means you cook it alone. If you take a pepper, you take a tomato, there are other ingredients. That's what it says. So the other ingredients preserve the chashivas. But if you just purely cook, you take a tomato and you cook it, just water, that's it, it ruins it, and now it's been reduced. Some people may need it. Let's say the doctor's order, you have to eat pepper, you have to eat tomatoes, and you have to have cooked potato, you can't eat it, it's too hard to eat, so you cook it. By cooking it, it reduces its chashivas, and you make a shahakol. That's the example he gives. There must be other things. Even though you cook it with basar, the al yidei basar nishtabchu, we call makom habasar ikar ve'ein mevarach malem el shakol. It says even if you cook meat, even with meat, the flavor has been transformed. You cook tomatoes.
It's the same thing.
You take tomatoes and you cook the tomatoes with meat, so the meat, the flavor of the tomato has gone into the meat, but the tomato itself has been diminished. It's no longer chashev. It's not any good anymore. Mainly, you make a shah. If you want to eat just the tomatoes alone, you make a shahakol on the tomato. That's what it says.
Soup.
tomato soup, so the tomato itself is no. If you just a raw piece of tomato, he seems to be saying you make a shahakol. The tomato
pieces anymore.
Oh, then of course, then of course you make a shahakol.
Yeah,
of course, soup. Of course,
but soup from vegetables you make adama.
That's only when there's beans. Only when you have the vegetable soup is only when you have like you have mamash like carrots. Only when you have a mush, when you have the pure like a tomato soup, he seems to be saying when you make a shahakol. He seems very clearly saying a tomato soup. What?
French onion soup is also shahakol?
Yes. Well, onions.
French onion soup, you have a piece of bread floating in there.
You do?
It would seem you make a shahakol, yes. You would make a shahakol. That's what it would seem, yes. Aval pisha bisham in mabos, idea bisham doesn't come back on mabos, who are ikav, ain't a brechmol in el shakol. Aval, in bisham, yef, and shame ikav, shahain ho ikav. He explains. If you cook it in a way where the ikav remains, when you come back on nishtab, cook it in shetigna bishum, you have to eat a lot of ingredients. If you fry it with shum, and chayotz, and mabrach, and alayim, mabrach, and wilohem, tamali, and nisvash, and mamayim, and bishum, and vidvash, if you cook it in a way where you preserve its essence and it becomes better, then you make the main bracha. Then it does not lose. Now he actually discussed over here vegetables. So let's read what it says over here. Umize nil maladin merak yiraka. It's shalanu. Okay, let me read. I didn't notice this. When it comes to vegetable soup, shiho ikuhu hayirakas. The ikur is the vegetables. You see the vegetables. Mevarich borei pri
ho'adama. It doesn't say see the vegetables.
Now,
if you blend the vegetables,
the hamorok. Now, the example that he's giving is where you do have vegetables. You can discern vegetables.
You can see
what it says. It gives the hamorok niftar bebirchas hayirakos. So he's discussing a case where you have like little piece of little bez, that becomes the ikur. So you make a bari pri ho'adama, that's the ikur, and the soup is potter. The im nosan avkas morok, okay, bo'ofen shalulei hayirokos hayilamayim tam morok, all you have is dust of vegetables, which means you don't see vegetables. Oz im yesh habirokos. Dust of morok, but even shalulei hayirokos hayelamayim.
Dust is more like powder.
What does he add to it? What is he adding to it?
Water.
Just water?
Water and dust and powdered flavoring, which has come from vegetables. Im yesh, now here is what it says. Im yesh harbe yirokos v'oichlan l'mozen v'soiva mevarech rakal yirokos. No, I'm not sure what he means over here. Wait, let me go. V'im hayirakos hem chatiches ketanos u'mu'atos mevorech al hamorek shahakol l'poyte hayirakos. V'im risek hakol, if it's completely obliterated, just a liquid, afilu yesh harbe yirakos b'chosoy shahakol. Mishnah Berurah. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Simon Reish Hei. Yes, both the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Simon Reish Hei, Sevav. That vegetables that have been pulverized, been ground into liquid vegetables, and you have a vegetable soup. When it's a liquid vegetable soup, then you have no more mamushes of vegetables. It is a shahakol.
That if you would have a juice like a carrot juice,
you can see the carrots. It says here. That's what he says. Yeah, that's what he says. That's what he says. Typically, the vegetable soups that we are coming. There's mamushes. There's mamushes. You see vegetables. The vegetable soups that we call vegetable soup. You see the carrots. You see the vegetables. And he says you make a burpee adam. But if you have something which is just there's no nicker. It's just a matter of flavoring. Then he says if you don't see any mamushes, you make a shahakol. Same thing, you make a bari prio eitz. Same exact rules. If you see the mamoshes of fruit, you make a bari prio eitz.
What if it's mixed eitz
and shahakol? So if the eitz.
Strawberries mixed with.
Like two brachas. Two brachas. You make a bracha. If you see each one separately, it's like making on a banana. You have a Cheerios and bananas and milk. The milk, you don't make a bracha. You make a mezonos and Cheerios, and you make on the banana ha'adama. You make a bracha on the banana, seven brachas. So too, if you have fruit and vegetables.
And raisin bran.
raisin bran, you make two different brachas. That's right, two different brachas. You make a bracha on the raisin, and you make a bracha, you make a bracha pro eitz on the raisin, and you make a bracha mizonos on the bran. And you don't make a shahakal on the milk unless you have a lot of milk. Unless you have a lot of milk, and you want the milk to you is an ikar. If the milk is just there, it's part of the soup, then you do not make a bracha on the milk. The normal amount of milk the average person puts into cereal is not enough to make a bracha. The bran becomes the ikar. Or if it's cornflakes, it would be huadama. If some learn machloekas, some learn that it's shahakol. But okay, so these are some basic halachas. We'll stop here. Take a short